Today is March 19th, 2026, and welcome to the AMD GPU Daily. I'm excited to dive into some significant updates in the GPU and AI landscape, particularly surrounding AMD's latest advancements. We have a lot to unpack, so let's get started. Quick headline overview. 1. HIP Online Tuning. AMD has introduced a new online tuning feature for HIP, enhancing performance for GEM operations in large language models, LLMs. 2. Neural GCM for weather forecasting. AMD's Instinct GPUs are being utilized in innovative weather forecasting models, showcasing the integration of AI and environmental science. 3. AMD GFX 12.1 enablement for Linux. More updates for the GFX 12.1 graphics IP are on the way with Linux 7.1, including initial support for VCN and JPEG IP. 4. Blender 5.1 performance gains. The latest Blender release shows improvements in CPU and GPU rendering performance, particularly for AMD users. 5. Walmart's RTX 40 series GPU stock. A significant influx of RTX 40 series GPUs at Walmart, with notable price reductions, is making waves in the market. 6. Optiscaler fixes for RX 6000 series. The Optiscaler team has addressed ghosting issues in FSR4 for RX 6000 GPUs, enhancing the gaming experience. Deep dive on all items. 1. HIPBLAT Online Tuning. Let's kick things off with the exciting news from the RockM tech blog regarding HIPBLASLT. AMD has rolled out a new online tuning feature that allows for real-time optimization of GEM, general matrix multiply operations, without the need for extensive offline benchmarking. This is particularly beneficial for AI workloads, where GEM operations are critical for both training and inference phases. The online tuning mechanism dynamically selects the best performing implementation based on current workload and hardware conditions. This is achieved through a lightweight profiling process that evaluates multiple candidate algorithms during execution. The key benefits of this approach include ease of use, adaptability to changing workloads, and future-proofing as models and hardware evolve. For instance, in tests conducted with the Qwen-230B model on the AMD MI308 GPU, the online tuning feature demonstrated an impressive performance improvement, achieving over 105% of the baseline performance. This is a game changer for developers looking to optimize their AI frameworks without the burden of manual tuning processes. 2. Neural GCM for weather forecasting. Next up, let's discuss how AMD's Instinct GPUs are being leveraged in the field of weather forecasting through the innovative Neural GCM model. This hybrid general circulation model, GCM, integrates a differentiable solver for atmospheric dynamics with machine learning components, allowing for more accurate and efficient weather predictions. The model addresses the limitations of traditional GCMs, which often rely on simplified parameterizations that can bottleneck performance. By merging the mathematical rigor of physics-based modeling with the speed of machine learning, Neural GCM can provide forecasts that are both stable and physically consistent. The blog post outlines the installation and inference process for running Neural GCM on AMD's MI300X GPUs, emphasizing the ease of setup using RockM Docker images. This integration showcases AMD's commitment to enhancing scientific computing capabilities, particularly in AI-driven applications. TAR 3, AMD GFX 12.1 enablement for Linux. In the realm of software updates, AMD is preparing for the Linux 7.1 merge window with additional GFX 12.1 enablement, which includes enhancements for the AMD KFD kernel compute driver. This is part of AMD's ongoing efforts to support its latest graphics hardware, particularly as we anticipate the release of the RDNA 4 architecture. This move is likely a response to the high prices and limited availability of NVIDIA's latest 50 series graphics cards. With discounts reaching up to $480 off, the RTX 40 series is becoming an attractive option for gamers looking to upgrade their systems without breaking the bank. This influx of GPUs at Walmart reflects the current market dynamics, where older models are seeing renewed interest due to the inflated prices of newer releases. Users can now enjoy improved image quality without the artifacts that plagued earlier implementations. This community-driven effort highlights the importance of collaborative development in the GPU space, allowing users to maximize the potential of their hardware, even in unofficial capacities. As we look ahead, stay tuned for more updates as we continue to track AMD's progress in the GPU landscape and its impact on the broader tech ecosystem. Until next time, keep pushing the limits of what's possible with your AMD hardware.